Welcome to the Christian Ministries Church podcast. We're glad you've joined us to listen to a message from our pastor, Ashley Ellison. We believe God's word is powerful and that it can be applied to our lives so that we may live victoriously. Let's join Pastor Ashley now as he shares the word with us.
Well, I'm excited today to preach the word. I want you to know it's never taken for granted that God has allowed me to pastor and preach. I really am grateful to the Lord to get to be able to communicate His word. And my prayer each morning as I am preparing to teach whatever God has got me teaching on is that He would, in a supernatural way, enable me to speak into the hearts and lives of His people. And so I want you to know I'm not ever up here trying to whoop anybody, because that's not my job. But there are times that correction is needed based on the word, and that's what the word does. And so as I communicate that, I want to always make sure that you know that God, as much as He corrects, He only does it because He loves you. And so as the word goes forward today, I really believe that there's going to be some things that make us go, wow, I really need to work on this a little better. And so it's not a tough message. It's actually pretty easy. The problem is sometimes what's easy is very hard, because we're fighting flesh all the time. And we are. It's God's will to bless His children. I mean, really, it is. As a parent, you know, if you're a parent, you know that there's nothing like seeing your children blessed. I mean, when you see your kids blessed, it just, I don't know, warm fuzzies and all these wonderful thoughts. And if you don't have kids, just hold on. One of these days you'll see it. Maybe you can watch your parents. When something good happens to you, there's still a desire to call my mom. I want my mom and dad to know the blessing. And you know why I want to call them? Because I know they'll be excited. If nobody else is, mama will be. Well, I want you to think about that, because as you realize that, there's blessings that God wants for your life. And when you receive them, don't you think that He has that same thought? Oh, yes, I'm so thrilled. And so I want you to know that the blessings of God that come upon your life are real, and He's thrilled that you got them. Just like parents are for their kids, God's thrilled when you receive His blessings. Deuteronomy chapter 11, a passage of scripture, and I don't want you to get tired in this. I'm going to be reading a lot, like 20 verses. But as I read them, I want you to really concentrate on what God's saying to us, His people. Deuteronomy 11, starting with verse 8. Therefore, be careful to obey. Everyone say obey.
Obey.
Every command I'm giving you today, so you may have strength to go in and take over the land you're about to enter. If you obey, everyone say obey. If you obey, you will enjoy a long life in the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors and to you, their descendants. A land flowing with milk and honey, for the land you're about to enter and take over is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, where you planted your seed, made irrigation ditches with your foot, as in a vegetable garden. Rather, the land you will soon take over is a land of hills and valleys with plenty of rain. A land that the Lord your God cares for. He watches over it through each season of the year. If you carefully obey, everyone say obey, the commands I'm giving you today, and if you love the Lord your God and serve Him with all your heart and soul, then He will send the rains in their proper seasons, the early and late rains, so you can bring in your harvests of grain, new wine, and olive oil. He will give you lush pasture land for your livestock, and you yourselves will have all you want to eat. But be careful. Don't let your heart be deceived so that you turn away from the Lord and serve and worship other gods. If you do, the Lord's anger will burn against you. He will shut up the sky, He'll hold back the rain, and the ground will fail to produce its harvest. Then you will quickly die in that good land the Lord has given you. So commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these words of mine. Tie them to your hands, wear them on your forehead as reminders, teach them to your children, talk about them when you're at home, when you're on the road, when you're going to bed, and when you're getting up. Write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates, so that as long as the sky remains above the earth, you and your children may flourish in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors. Be careful to obey. Everyone say obey. All these commands I'm giving you. Show love to the Lord your God by walking in his ways and holding tightly to him. Then the Lord will drive out all the nations ahead of you, though they are much greater and stronger than you, and you will take over their land. Wherever you set foot, that land will be yours. Your frontiers will stretch from the wilderness in the south to Lebanon in the north, and from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you, for the Lord your God will cause the people to fear and dread you, as he promised, wherever you go in the whole land. Look, today I'm giving you the choice between blessing and a curse. You will be blessed if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today. But you will be cursed if you reject the commands of the Lord your God and turn away from him and worship gods you have not known before. The title of today's message is The Fruit of Obedience. We need obedience in every area of our life. There's a way in which God blesses, and there's a way in which a curse is released. Blessings and favor come directly from obedience. Now, obviously, they come from God, and a lot of people want to say, oh, praise God, when something good happens to them, but it's not a result of obedience. Therefore, you've got to check whether or not it was a promise and blessing of God. We need to know that obedience has fruit, and you can know that if blessings are on your life, then these things will be present that I want to talk about today. Here's the problem I've seen for years. I've been in ministry a long time. I've been around ministers for a long time. I've been around God's people for a long time. And many believers, they want the blessing of God in their life because they know that God wants to bless them. And I have met a lot of families that children think they deserve being blessed. And I've watched parents bless kids that were not obedient. And I find that we're in a place in our world right now that we think that God's just going to extend his blessings without us being obedient, and that's not the way the kingdom works. It's the way a lot of parents work, but it's not a representative of God. Obedience is in relation to blessing, and you have to understand that blessings that are coming on your life, you have to make sure that they line up with the fruit that God says here in Deuteronomy 11, that's for you. So the problem is, being in this for a long time, I've just watched people that God wants to bless, and they're not living continually in a blessing. Every once in a while, they'll get one, but they're not living in it. Obedience will allow you to live in it. You'll live a life in blessing. People wanting their own will. Without the sacrifice of obedience, your own will not produce the blessings of God. The blessings of God come from a sacrifice of obedience. And I'm just telling you, it's a sacrifice. You would think that what I'm talking about is real easy, but as easy as it is to understand, it's that much hard on the opposite side to live out. I just know, because I've done it and I've watched it. It's just not that hard to understand, but it's really hard to do. Obedience. I don't know why. You ask a kid to do something, and their first nature is to look at you and go, I wonder what kind of trouble I'm going to get in if I do. I just had my grandkids over Friday night, and I continue to watch that. Don't bump into the wall. Don't bump into the wall with that little toy. Don't bump into the wall and look right at you and move towards it and stop and just smile. See, I'm obedient, and I'm just going to do whatever I have to do to get as close to that line as I can. And then, not looking, you bump the wall. And you're disobedient. Well, I didn't mean to. And that's the way the life of Christians are. I got right next to the line. I didn't mean to. Well, you should have never been that close. And you're getting that close, and you're looking, and you're just smiling. Like, see, I didn't do it. And then accidentally you did, and we wondering why we're not receiving God's blessing. I've watched God's people pray. God, prosper me. They're praying for God to show me what to do in life. Well, just show me what to do. But they're not obedient to the basics. They're not obedient. And they're asking him to show them what to do. And he said, I've already shown you. And until you get this part done, I'm not going to give you the next part. I've watched people that are saved and going to heaven, but not figuring out how to live life here on earth. They want good health, but they don't take care of themselves physically. They're not mindful of it. They want to think right, but they fill their thinker with TikTok. Real quiet. Reels that you're going, how did this come up? Because there's an enemy. How did this come up? Well, I didn't ask for it to come up, and you go ahead and watch it anyway, thinking that it's not going to affect you, and you're still praying for you to think right. But you're feeding yourself everything that don't allow you to have the right thought. God bless my children. But you've blessed them 100 times when they were not obedient. And you're asking God now to do the same thing that you've done. Blessing kids in obedience is not the right thing. Now, I'm not saying that we don't extend blessing and they're going to mess up. I get that, and there's not saying there's not grace, because praise God, we serve a God who's full of grace. But that grace is extended only to get them to turn. And that turning then should make them desire obedience. God, make me financially prosperous. But you're not going to tithe. You're not going to give of the offering. You're not going to put into the storehouse. And you can't be trusted with plain old money according to what God says. And you're asking for the blessing without being obedient to the command. Now, God wants us blessed. I get that. But he wants you blessed because you're obedient to his plans for your life. Now, as a good preacher, I'm going to talk about this for 30 minutes. Let's define obedience. I mean, let's just define it here. It's compliance with an order, a request, or a law. Submission to another's authority. The act of obeying is what obedience is. Now, keep in mind, you can obey outwardly and rebel inwardly. You say, well, I don't know if I believe that. How many of you have went through a speed trap anywhere in this country? You're running 55, 60 miles an hour, and then all of a sudden that speed just changed to 30, and there wasn't no warning, and you're just like, oh, and then you're getting pulled over, and you're mad because they hung you. I didn't even know. Well, the fact is, I understand you didn't know, and we get this mindset that we should have known on the front, and we're okay. there's a speed limit coming up, and it's 30, and you see it in plenty of time, and so you slow down, and you're physically obedient, but in your mind, you're going, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen, in putting it. See, you're being obedient outwardly, but disobedient. When the inward man says, I'm not going to listen to that, then you're taking a chance on a consequence. Now, I know that plenty have went way faster than 35. When it was posted, because you let the inward man say that's ridiculous. Or sometimes you were too close to the line and you were going 70 and you couldn't get her shut down anyway. Because you were already disobedient before you got to the 30 when it was 55. Are you following me? I mean, there's so many different examples here, but it's being compliant with an order, request, or law. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. God's law supersedes man's law. So I don't want to get caught up on a speed limit. I'm getting caught up on what God says. Okay, so I'm not here to fight whether or not that speed limit was right or wrong. Last Sunday before the offering really kicked off these thoughts in my head. I was talking last Sunday, and I want to share it again, a story of a missionary, and he had an attempt to translate the word obedience to this tribe. And he just couldn't get it. He kept thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. Well, while he was sitting there thinking about it, he called for his dog that was down there. And I mean, his dog was in the midst of a bunch of commotion, a lot of things going on. And that dog immediately turned and came straight to him. And there was a tribesman there. And the tribesman said, that dog is all ears. And right then he goes, that's what obedience is. And that missionary was able to translate to this tribe what obedience meant. It means being all ears. Now, I like that. I like that example because obedience is being all ears. And I agree with that, but I want to add something. He was also all in. Because I've had dogs that will hear what you say and look at you and not come anywhere near you. And then I get really mad and I'm headed after them. And they for sure ain't coming near me then. See, I mean, everybody understands that you can be all ears, but not all in. And so obedience is a combination of all ears. I'm hearing and I'm doing. I'm not just hearing, I'm doing. Obedience will work when you see the benefit of it. Here's what I can tell you. I am in my older age learning how to get a relationship with my dog. If when she doesn't come, I make life worse for her, she never wants to come. But if I can swallow the frustration and make her want to come to me, I'm starting to produce that she wants to be near me more than she wants to be somewhere else. Electric shock helps with that a little bit. But no, just kidding. Some of you are like, I knew he was going to ruin that whole thing. I had all you dog lovers like, that's so good. And then I just ruined it. But I know. Here's what I want you to know. Obedience will only work when you see the benefit of it. See, you'll only be obedient for a short time unless you see the longevity that it produces for your life. And so when you see no benefit, you'll be prompted to just say, this doesn't work for me. And that's where most Christians are. Yeah. They're not obedient to the word because they don't see the benefit. Really, you saw the benefit of dying and going to hell. So I think I'll get saved. And you get saved, but yet you don't live obedient to the word after salvation. See, you saw a benefit for heaven. Yeah, I don't really want to spend my eternity in hell. So I think that I'll go ahead and do what God said, and I'll confess that I have messed up, all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. I see the benefit of heaven. I see the benefit of life doesn't work here or there or anywhere without what Jesus did on the cross for me. And so you commit your life to him, and you say, okay, now I'm saved. Here's the problem. Most people stop right there and say, that's enough for me. And then they're not obedient to afterwards. You say, well, Pastor, I'm in church today. Praise God. Listen to the rest of what I'm saying, because I really think you'll find something in here. As I was speaking this to myself, God was saying, you can work right here and here. There's something for everyone here. And we have to be aware of the opportunities for God to bless us and what the fruit of being obedient does. See, because we have to continue in life to listen and then immediately do what is asked. But not just that, then you have to continue to listen and be all ears and then do what was said. Then you have to continue. See, there has to be a continual listening. It's not just one time I heard his voice, I got saved, and now I get to go to heaven. That's the first step of listening and doing what he said. Then there's a next step. I'm going to listen and do what he says here. And then I'm going to listen and do what he says here. There's a lot of saved people that never tithe and they're financially just messed up their whole life. Or they're so blessed financially and they still don't do the right things with their money. And they're cursing them in the area of, you just can't handle plain old money. Well, I do what I'm supposed to do with it. No, you're not tithing. You're not doing what you're supposed to do with it. Well, I'm blessed financially. You've missed the whole point. You're not being trusted with the true riches. Well, I make plenty of money. I know a lot of people who make plenty of money and are miserable. They're not living under the blessings of God. So we think tithing is only going to benefit us financially. No, it's going to be able to be trusted with true riches when you can just handle plain old money. There's so much here. Quick parenting lesson. The older my kids got, the older your kids get. You work hard on getting them to see why obedience is needed. Really? Because when you're not obedient to a boss, you're not working for them anymore. So when you're not obedient and you don't choose to obey what has been given, then you're not walking in the blessing of whoever you should have been obeying. You're just not going to. So today I want to talk about four fruits of obedience. And the parenting lesson that you got to get is as parents, make sure you're not messing this up with your own kids, because you're giving them a distorted view of God. God wants you blessed, but he will bless you through your obedience. Four fruits of obedience. We're obedient for reasons. There's a reward in this life for living obedient. You're living a holy life for a reason. I want you to know it's worth it. So today, I want to show you four things that will show you it's worth it. The first fruit of obedience is obedience gives you the strength to go forward and eventually possess the promises of God. It gives you the strength. It gives you the strength. It gives you what you will need to get after it. In verse 8, let's just go back and look at what it said in Deuteronomy 11 here. Therefore, be careful to obey every command. It doesn't say a few of them. It says every one of them. And he gives them to you. And he gives them to you. And he gives them to you if you're all ears, and you're all in. We all have dreams and desires that we want to see fulfilled. And as you walk in obedience, this empowers you. I'm telling you, if you'll just be obedient, what you have coming to you is coming to you. If you just be obedient, do what God asks, produces what God has for you. That was good. I didn't have that. That just came out, you know. I've seen this time and time again. All of the good that happens in my life, I attribute to God. Really. I have to. It's not about anything else except for him working through me being obedient in the area. Verse 9, yeah, in chapter 11 of Deuteronomy, brings us our second point. Our second point is obedience will bring longevity to God's blessings in your life. Let me spend some time here. The emphasis is the length of time the blessing is promised. It gives you a time frame. Longevity means long. In case you're wondering. See, that there is a length of time that gets extended out of obedience. Youth, youth, young people, going back to school this year, God says in the Word, if you will obey your parents, you will have a long life of blessing. Doing the right thing over time continues over time to bring you a blessing. It's kind of like a residual income. You do this one time and you just keep getting paid for it. I mean, I don't know if any of y'all ever had anything that had residuals on it. But I'm telling you, it was worth all the time you invested back here to get a lifelong. If you would get that point, parents, into your kids, that obedience in the time frame of obedience to parents during that first 17, 18 years of life, obedience, according to Scripture, puts something supernatural on you. That now you get a lifelong blessing from obedience that came from just one period of time in your life. And I like that. The blessing remains after the obedience at a young age. When you do things as a child out of obedience, you're all ears and you're all in to whatever mom and dad says. There's a supernatural blessing that just keeps blessing your life. How many can say, I have experienced that? I remember I did what mom and dad said, and it became who I was, and then over time, that blessed me not only then, but it still blesses me now. I'm just telling you, I don't like telling the stories that my mom tells about my youth. I like telling the ones that continue to reap benefit for my life. And there was a lot of those, not all the ones she tells, was my whole existence growing up. There was some good things that have produced a residual income into my life. I like this example. Imagine a funnel that is coming right into you. And so it's open on this end and it's coming right into your life. And that funnel is going to funnel what you are experiencing in life. And that funnel is activated when you're obedient. It's activated to be filled by God. So when you're obedient, the funnel gets opened up and God's blessings can be poured into your life. That's what the funnel, it's a funnel of blessing into your life. And then once it gets there, as you continue to be obedient, another thing happens. You all of a sudden get an umbrella and that umbrella comes up and all the attacks and the things of the enemy that want to ruin you, there's a protection that you're under obedience. So obedience can represent a funnel, and it can represent an umbrella. Now, here's what I can tell you. Disobedience can represent a funnel, and it tears the umbrella up. It leaves you open, no protection, and all of a sudden that funnel is not open to God's pouring into blessings, but the enemy's pouring into you. And in life, it's no fun when you've got the funnel pouring in the wrong stuff. I want obedience to be the funnel. And so I just use that as a story because I think disobedience turns us into things that we never thought about because we're not aware. We got too close to the wall. Come on, are y'all hearing me today? The blessing and provision have everything to do with our response. Our response is important. I've watched men and women be faithful for years, but then one act of disobedience and things are destroyed in their life. And it's sad. Just one act of disobedience will lead to another act of disobedience. Young people, you can walk in favor of your parents and of God. My parents don't care anything about me. You can walk in favor of your parents, and it comes out of being obedient. Comes out of being obedient. Mom and dad will bless you, they'll promote you, and you can live there. Isn't that nice? Instead of a bridge. A bridge is an option for you. Over time, you work hard in earning mom and dad's favor. And no matter what, you're still mom and dad's kid. But you start walking in disobedience and you wonder why mom and dad aren't helping you. You walked out of their favor. No matter how hard you've worked, nothing worse than your mom and dad coming up and saying, hey, I don't trust you anymore. That's a worse. And you can't just instantly get trust back from a mom and dad. Trust is a valuable thing that's earned. And obedience helps build trust. It does so much. But I've watched young people remove themselves from blessings and staying under the protection, the umbrella, if you will. They've got the funnel, the wrong direction, because they don't stay hooked up. They don't stay all in, and they're for sure not all ears. They've shut their ears off. You'll not even, until you get this point, you'll not even live knowing that there is a long life ahead of you. There is a long life ahead of you, and what you do right now matters. There's a long life ahead of you. Physically, spiritually, mentally, there's a long life ahead of you, especially spiritually. There's a long life. So why not start working on obedience to get the longevity that God says is available to us in the blessing? Number three, obedience makes it possible for God to do what we cannot do. I love this point. I love this point. Deuteronomy 11, verse 13. If you carefully obey the commands, if you're obedient to what I've said that I'm giving you today, and if you love God and serve Him with all your heart and soul, that means all in, then He will send the rains in their proper seasons, the early and the late rains, so you can bring in your harvest of grain. He'll give you lush pasture land for livestock. Here's what I can tell you. You can't make it rain. I used to do rain dances because I was just, if I could get it to rain, I won't have to work, because I worked in an outdoor venue. If it could just rain, any of you that work outside, if you ever just the night before, boy, I'm praying for rain. Just if it'll rain tomorrow, I'll be off. And so I'm just praying for rain. And you know you need to go to work, but you're still praying for rain. Have you ever been able to make it rain? No. God's the one who makes it rain. And have you ever prayed that it doesn't rain and then it does? You can't make it not rain. I need it to rain when I need it to rain, and I need it not to rain when I don't need it to rain. Anybody, come on, everybody here's got the same thing. This is something that makes a lot of sense to me. And what I can tell you is, I can't do anything about it. That's all in God's hands. There are things in your life that you can't do anything about it, and obedience will bring God's supernatural hand onto the situation, and He'll do something that you couldn't have done. You couldn't have done that if you wanted to. God only, He's the only one. You can't make a hard heart, a hardened heart, you can't make it soft. You can't change what's going on in your marriage. You can try to be nice and do everything you can, but you need God's supernatural hand to change her. I know. She knows too. She needed God's supernatural hand to come down and knock me off of my pedestal. See, she's the only one that amen that, but that's true. See, most people don't know that, but you can't bring back something that was lost. You lose your keys, you start praying. I know it daily happens to one of the three of us at church. I mean, have you seen my keys? Have you seen my phone? It happens. The older Michelle and I get, we're looking for things all the time. I was on the tractor the other day, and I needed something supernatural. Last time, I didn't even ask God, and my glasses hit this limb while I was driving, and they just flew off my tractor. I mean, they went right off my face. And I want you to know, I understand what it means to be blind and need sight. And this right here is a miracle for me to be able to see. I'm on my tractor and I'm like, oh, now what am I going to do? Well, I hadn't lost my phone, praise God. And I called my wife and she came down and found my glasses for me. I just shut the tractor off. Let's leave it right here. Let's put it in park. We can't move because I can mess this up really bad. And I was able to call and get some help. Do you know I got them knocked off just day before yesterday? And I didn't even tell her this. Because I said, God, okay, I can call her because I still have my phone, but could you help me? And I just slowly crawled off the tractor, and right there they were. I couldn't have made that happen. See, there's just little things that I'm aware of. Obedience to the Lord will bring things that you couldn't have done on your own happen. And we depend on others. Where's your dependency upon the Lord to do something supernatural? Let's get to a place where we're not trying to figure out all of life on our own and believe God for something that He wants to bring into your life that only happens out of obedience. Isaiah 43, I'm the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves, and they drowned, their life snuffed out like a smoldering candle wick. But forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do. That's my promise. What about yours? Come on, can we get an agreement here? You mean He'd do something bigger than drowning all of the Egypt warriors in the deep sea? Yeah, you bet. I'm getting ready to do something better than that. How does that happen? Out of obedience. Out of obedience. I'm the Lord who makes a way, who brings forth things that weren't even there. I'm just telling you. What do you believe in God for today? God can make a way where there seems to be no way. God has activated this truth through the Word to work in lives for generations. He can do it for you. I'm trying to motivate you. What is true lasts forever. Come on. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the Word of God remains, according to Scripture. So I'm wanting something that has some longevity. The Word of God has that. God's watching. Young people know this. God's watching. He's going to watch when you're going to school, how you're treating people, how you're acting, how you're operating, what you're doing. It's important that you're obedient. If you continue and don't give up doing what is right, God will reward you. It may not be today. It may not even be tomorrow. But in due season, you'll reap a harvest. And it's going to overflow for you. Obedience makes it possible for God to do what we cannot do. Did you get that point? Last point today. Obedience provides protection for you. If you're going to write anything down today, here's what you want to write down. Disobedience gives Satan legal access to your life. Well, I didn't mean to give him access. You weren't aware that disobedience just opens a funnel for him to come on in and just wreak havoc upon you. God has a predetermined plan for your life. And that predetermined plan is for you to advance. Not be demoted. Advance His kingdom. Advance in His kingdom. God has that same thing for every one of His kids. Provision, favor, blessings, protection. 1 Samuel 10:1, I'm going to end with this story. Samuel took a flask of olive oil and poured it over Saul's head. He kissed Saul and he said, I'm doing this because the Lord has appointed you to be the ruler over Israel, His special possession. This is in chapter 10 of 1 Samuel. If you jump on down in that chapter, 1 Samuel 10, verse 9, as Saul turned and started to leave, God gave him a new heart. And all Samuel's signs were fulfilled that day. When Saul and his servant arrived at Gibeah, they saw a group of prophets coming toward them. Then the Spirit of God came powerfully upon Saul, and he too began to prophesy. I'm telling you, Saul was appointed, he was anointed, he was ready, his heart changed. He had a new heart. What's this sound like? It sounds like salvation. God's people get saved. I got a new heart. I'm ready to go. I'm all in. I'm all ears and I'm all in. I got heaven to gain. I'm saved. But if you jump forward a few chapters to 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 17, let's read. And Saul ordered his bodyguards, kill the priests of the Lord, for they are allies and conspirators with David. They knew he was running away from me, but they didn't tell me. But Saul's men refused to kill the Lord's priest. Then the king said to, I'm going to call him Dog. You do it. So the Edomite turned on them and killed them that day. 85 priests in all, still wearing their priestly garments. Then he went to Nob, the town of the priest, and killed the priest's families, men, women, children, babies, and all the cattle, donkeys, sheep, and goats. Let me give you some background here. You got to understand, Saul the king had been anointed, had a new heart, was all excited, and then he went haywire. And he opened up a funnel to the devil to have access, and he did that through disobedience. Are you seeing this? Listen, Saul never imagined doing those things in chapter 10. That wasn't his thought. The day you got saved, it was never your thought to walk in disobedience. You better be aware. If you're not all ears and all in, there is a funnel that could be opened up. See, no one I know has been on drugs just one day and decided, I think I'm going to destroy my life. No, it's not that first act of disobedience, but it's that first act that opens the funnel. The wrong direction. Just one puff, just one hit, just one drink. It's a little, no one knows. The only problem is there's no such thing as just a little. When it's disobedience. Moral failure is not a result of a blowout in a car. It's not a result. Moral failure is not a result of a blowout. It's a slow leak over time of disobedience that continues and continues and continues. See, the devil's just looking for a way to get in. And the fact is, he has no chance against someone who's all ears and all in. He has no chance. But the second you get godly counsel, you turn away from it. What? That was godly counsel. And you're not going to listen to godly counsel. You just open the door of disobedience. And you wonder why your marriage is falling apart. Yeah. You open the door. And he's going to just jump in. Deuteronomy 11:8. Be careful to obey every command. If you obey, you'll enjoy a long life in the land. How do we walk in obedience? Here's the deal. I love 1-2-3s and all the things you can do, but I don't have a lot of them for how you walk in obedience. I just got the two I just said. Be all ears and all in. All ears and all in. All ears means read the word. Read the word. You're in communication with God. He speaks through his word. Well, I just pray that God will speak to me just supernaturally, just like a burning bush, and I just pray. He's already given you a whole Bible, and you're not reading that.
Right, come on.
Be all in. Listen to what he has to say through his word. Talk back. Not talk back as in disobedience. But as he talks to you, talk back. Don't just stay silent. Talk to him. Visit. Communicate. Enjoy him. Commit yourselves completely, it says in verse 18, to these words of mine. Put them everywhere. You may need to get you a little wrist that has the word, a wristband or something that has the word on it. You may need to put on your forehead a bandana or just write it right here. Ah, make sure your hat is glorifying God. Men, it's on your forehead. Not saying that you can't promote a business or something else, but let's promote the Lord. Yes. Not for others, but for us. Right. So that we can be in obedience and then it will bless others.
Yeah.
So you've got to be in communication. If you're staying hooked up, if you're staying all ears and all in, then you're in with him and you're in his church. If you're listening to this today from podcast and you've been forsaking the assembly of the believers, you need to be all in. Well, I'm listening. I know, but you're not in. I'm all ears. Yep, but you're not all in. And God's saying that you're important. See, the church is where the body of Christ is represented. And if you're the knee in the body of Christ and you're not here, we walk different. See, when you don't have a knee, it's like this. I can't even do it because they just tend to work. The church can't look dumb as long as everybody's doing their part in the body. How's that? Because they're all ears and they're all in. Wednesday nights are important. I understand there are some situations. I get all of that. But is that forever? Or are we praying and believing God that I could be all in at some point on Wednesday nights? Or are we just going to stay right where we are and I'm fine with just where we're at? Or are we going to be all ears and all in? I'm not trying to whoop anybody. I'm just saying there's some things I said at the beginning that the Word might put some conviction. And why? Because I need it. Why? Because He loves me. Not because He's trying to get you to feel bad about yourself. But I'm just telling you, you're needed. As I look around, I praise God for you. You're needed. Not just for me, but for the kingdom. He wants you to receive His blessings. You remain faithful. God remains faithful to you. Well, I just don't feel like God's faithful to me. How faithful are you to Him? See, obedience produces great things in your life. Nothing is better than the rewards and blessings God has for you. Nothing's better than that. Just there's nothing better than that. It doesn't just one day happen. It's day in and day out being faithful. It's listening and doing, listening and doing, listening and doing, listening and doing. And then one day the enemy comes in and tempts you. Don't listen. Don't do. Don't listen. Don't do. And you're like, well, I didn't even mean to. You just got too close to a line. You got too close to the wall. And you're looking up and smiling saying, see, I'm still there. And then, oh, I accidentally touched it. How did I get there? Act of disobedience starts removing you from the blessings. Are you hearing this today? It's so easy. It's so hard. Did you get it? It's easy to, yeah, I get that. Now, let's go do it. And that's where it becomes very difficult. It just really does. It just doesn't one day happen. It's out of obedience that one day you're like, okay, I was just being obedient and I knew this was coming, but praise God, I didn't know it was today. And it'll just come upon you and you're like, whew, I don't know. I've just been at times, I've been enjoying just walking and doing life or whatever in my office, just reading the Word. And I'm just telling you, joy will just come over me. It's supernatural. I don't even understand it. It's just all of a sudden. But I got things going on in my life that shouldn't be producing that. Because life doesn't produce the blessings of God. God does. And He does it in the middle of your old stinking life. And it just happens. Be it just day in and day out. I'm just listening and I'm doing. Just listening and I'm doing. I'm on my tractor just listening and I'm doing. On my tractor listening to the Word. On my tractor with my earphones on. I mean, just listening and doing and just listening. And then I'm listening, listening, listening. And then I'm doing and doing and doing. And I'm, come on, that's just the way life works. All ears, all in, all the time. Y'all stand with me this morning. Did you get anything from the Word this morning? I pray that the Word impacts your life. It's not one time walking to the front and getting prayer. We get caught up on that. I grew up in a church that, okay, you come down and pray and then everything's going to change. Okay, I believe in miracles and they do happen. But I'm not living on waiting for the miracle, I'm living knowing the promise is there for me. God smiles when I get blessed. God smiles when you get blessed. Why? Because He's thrilled that you were obedient to His Word day in and day out, just doing the same thing over and over again. I'm all ears and I'm all in.
Thank you for being part of our podcast today. You'll find more online messages from Christian Ministries Church, as well as location information on our website at cmchurch.net. There's a place for you at Christian Ministries Church, where it's more than a church, it's family.